baby.
Your timing is absolutely superb, Fevzy. Today, you just need to talk, right? You just talk. How can I stay quiet? Your timing is superb. Fevzy Turkup is our gadget detective. He comes on once a fortnight to tell us about what we can buy, what we can buy cheaper, where we can get ourselves a bargain, and where innovation is going. Fevzy, sorry about your time and the timing. Just talk today, I'll shut up.
No, we can't do that. But listen, what I want to talk about today is mobile broadband. And what I mean by that is we're used to having broadband come into our homes, which can be, you know, increasingly on a fibre or a coax cable coming in, and it goes to a router and it gets spread around the house. But sometimes we need to have something else, like the data from a SIM card. So we know that the SIM cards in our cell phones and tablets can access the internet, and we do that on a mobile platform. But it is also possible to use that little tiny little nano SIM, correctly equipped, to actually provide broadband either all around your home, all around the hotel room, or wherever it is that you're staying that doesn't have maybe conventional broadband. Maybe you've just moved into an area, you can't get your broadband connected yet. Maybe you're only going to be, you know, renting for a while and you don't want to sign up for a 12-month or 2-year contract. So this works quite well. So I actually set one of these up in my home as an experiment recently. And I just wanted to share with you the sort of experiences of doing that. So the problem is you start with the SIM card. So the first problem is how much data can you have? You might have 20, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes of data on your SIM, which can be fine. But if you're going to provide home broadband from that, it might not be enough, particularly if you've got, you know, security cameras streaming and so forth. So the first thing I did is I got an appropriate SIM. So I got one with unlimited data. I happen to get one from O2. There's also a good one from EE. And it costs, depends on, you know, what else you have with them, but it will cost somewhere between about £25 to £35 a month for an unlimited data feed. But that's still cheaper than a lot of broadband deals. And then you could pop that in your phone, but obviously that's only going to give you limited broadband. So what I then did is I went onto Amazon and I bought a special type of router. So, you know, the router is a device with the typically two antennas sticking out that spreads the internet around your home. This one is like a normal router, about size of a, you know, paperback book, but it has a SIM slot on it. So you can take that SIM that you've just bought, your unlimited data SIM, pop it into there, and then you've suddenly got the ability to create a Wi-Fi field because it generates Wi-Fi. So if you're in a kind of small area, maybe a, you know, 2-bedroom flat or something, that might be enough. That might cover your whole home, and in which case you've solved it. So you've got this this router, which is the one I chose, was quite a cheap one. It's from TP-Link. It's called the Archer MR600, and it's a 4G router. So that means it will take either a 4G or a 5G SIM, but it will put out, it will use 4G speeds, which can, you know, get you 100 or so down, which is, you know, pretty good in terms of speeds. You know, I wouldn't want to use it for, you know, gaming where timing is critical, but it's pretty good. And that will spread the signal out using Wi-Fi, or you can plug Ethernet cables into it, which is wired internet. So if you've got like a desktop computer, you can just plug it in via a cable and you'll get the best signal that it's possible to get. The other thing that I learned is I've always thought in my home that I've had terrible mobile phone signal. And in a sense, I do. But what I also found out is if I go into the furthest reaches of my home and I sort of go up to a particular window, sort of hang out the window or at least up against the window, I can get really good signal. I got 200 speed coming down from my mobile phone, whereas normally I get almost nothing. But that's not very convenient. If the SIM is in your phone, you can't be standing in a window in a particular corner of the house all the time. But if you're using a router that's got the SIM in it, you can put it anywhere in your home as long as you can get power to it. You can put it in that corner which gives you really good internet, and then just take the internet out on an Ethernet cable and spread it around the house. So you suddenly go from having really bad wireless internet to having really good wireless internet just by doing a little bit of experimentation of where you put it. Then you've got the issue, if your home is bigger and you want to spread the Wi-Fi or the internet signal around, you've got two options. One of them we've looked at before, which is, again, from TP-Link. It's called a Deco BE65. And we looked at this before as a three-pack. And at the time, it was about £600. Now it's about £430. So it's come down about 25%. And it's what's called a Wi-Fi 7 mesh network. So mesh networks means you have a number of nodes around your home that link themselves together to form a mesh. So as you walk around, let's say you're making a Wi-Fi assisted phone call on your mobile and you walk around, it can actually take you from one node and connect you to another node seamlessly without dropping the call. So you've got this mesh spreading the internet around your home. The fact that it's Wi-Fi 7 is interesting because normally, before Wi-Fi 7, there were only two frequencies that these things worked on. There was 2.4 gigahertz, which is slow but has good range. And then there was 5 gigahertz, which was faster but less range. So if you have a device that doesn't use a lot of data but it's in the extreme corner of your home, you connect it via the 2.4. If you need faster, then you connect it via 5. With Wi-Fi 7, you get those two, but you also get an additional frequency, which is 6 gigahertz. So that is even faster, and you can get up to about 6,000 megabits per second, which is very, very fast for wireless, but less penetrating. So if you just need it, you know, in that room or the next room, then you've got the 6 gigahertz band. And what's really nice about that, at the moment, almost no one is using it. So it's like having a motorway to yourself. You don't have to, worry about congestion. Normally, particularly if you live in flats or with people close to you, there's a lot of congestion. One of the reasons why Wi-Fi is flaky and slow at times is not that you haven't got the signal. It's that it's being interfered with by other people's Wi-Fi. But if you're on 6 gigahertz, at least for the time being, you've got the motorway to yourself, which is, you know, a really nice thing to have. So these ones are called TP-Link Deco BE65s. I use them in my home, and they are my favourites. I've given them 4.5 stars out of 5. I gave the router 4 stars out of 5, by the way. And finally, there's another way to skin the proverbial cat, which is from a German company called Devolo. It's called a Magic 2 Wi-Fi 6 Next Multi-Room Kit. And what this is a combination of Wi-Fi 6, so it's an earlier generation Wi-Fi, but it has a trick up its sleeve where it can squirt the internet down your mains wiring. So these things plug into the mains wall socket. You plug one in near the router, in this case that MR600 router, and then you plug another one in at, say, the far end of your home where the Wi-Fi doesn't normally reach. And the internet signal travels along the mains wiring, pops out of the mains wiring at the other end, and then you can either plug two fast gigabit connectors to it if you want a wired connection. So, say, you're doing streaming television, you can have a wired connection all the way from your router through the mains wiring and then another wire going into your TV set. You can do that. Or you could generate another Wi-Fi hotspot at that end. And it produces a mesh. So you've got all these nodes producing their little Wi-Fi hotspots, these overlapping nodes, and they give you continuous coverage as you move around. I think that's it.
There are lots of questions that I've got to ask, but they'll have to be for another time. Because, you know, talking about if you go away and you wanted to do, I don't know, a show from the hotel, the signal might be not strong enough. Do you get eSIMs? Could you use this in another country to boost your signal? That's what's going on in my head, because you've already made me spend the money so that we can have the Wi-Fi down in the garage, which is Mrs. Nestor's gym. So I haven't got any more money.
How is that working?
Fantastic.
Yeah? What did you
use to do? The fact that she stays down there that long is brilliant.
What did you use? What bit of kit did you use?
It was a mesh thing. I think it was the...
Was it the TP-Link one?
Not the £600 one. I haven't got that. Cost me about £100.
Okay.
And we put it down there and it automatically kicks into that one. Fancy, I can see the time. Look, do me a favour. Talk to Sarah for me. I've just been told today that there is a big push to understand better AI. It's an innovation AI week next week. And I feel as though it's the sort of thing that I could do every day. And I'd love you to be part of that, whether it be about, you know, spaces, control, water, or maybe go back to the fundament. I keep hearing about it. I don't know what it is, and I don't know why I should be interested in it. And any one of those that we could do, yes? Is that right?
Yeah, no, of course, that'd be great.
How can people find you, Fevzy?
www.gadgetdetective.com.
And how's it going? How's it going?
The podcast is nearly 700 episodes now. We've got episodes going back 10 years still.
What, you took a four-year gap, Fevzy, to grow the baby, didn't you?
700 episodes.
Yeah, but if I went to episode one now, that would be way out. I need to be on pulse, on time, ready to go.
There's about two or three a week going up at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting paid for it?
Well, you know how these things get monetized.
Oh, I love, what a lovely answer. Thanks, you're a great guy, and I appreciate your time today very,
my
very
pleasure.
Much.
Thanks
indeed.
Very
God
much.
Bless
and
you.
Thanks for the silence. That was an unusual experience.
Because I was reading some of the internal emails I'm being sent. Don't worry about it, but I did hear everything that you said, Fevzy.
Thanks for the silence, if not the attention. Well, fine.
Yeah, no,
that's
fingers fine. Crossed I'll be here next week. I mean, I am making plans for next week, so I am going to be here. Fingers crossed that will all be put together. God bless you, Fevzy. This is BBC Radio London. Look.